My name's Rudolph. Hi,
I'm Amy Grant.
This is Burl Ives.
This is Meg White. Season's greetings from the White Stripes.
Hi, this is Phil Jensen. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Recently, the Library of Congress announced this year's batch of recordings that are to be added to the National Recording Registry. And among this year's selections was a Christmas song, which is not always the case. Last year, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You was added, and the year before, Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song made it in. Before that, I think you have to go back to 2011 when the Vince Guaraldi Trio's Charlie Brown Christmas was added. So obviously, Christmas music isn't a big part of the National Recording Registry. This topic has come up on a couple of earlier episodes, and rather than rehash it, I'll just add links to those episodes, so if you're interested, you can check those out. That said, here's a little Wikipedia info on the National Recording Registry. The National Recording Registry is a list of sound recordings that, quote, are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and or inform or reflect life in the United States, end quote. The registry was established by the National Recording Preservation Act of 2000, which created the National Recording Preservation Board, whose members are appointed by the Librarian of Congress. The recordings preserved in the United States National Recording Registry form a registry of recordings selected yearly by the National Recording Preservation Board for preservation in the Library of Congress. The first four yearly lists each had 50 selections, but since 2006, only 25 recordings have been selected annually. As of 2024, a total of 650 recordings have been preserved in the registry. Each calendar year, public nominations are accepted for inclusion in that year's list of selections, which are announced the following spring. Each yearly list typically includes a few recordings that have also been selected for inclusion in the holdings of the National Archives Audiovisual Collection. Recordings on the National Recording Registry that are of a political nature tend to overlap with the audiovisual collection of the National Archives. There are three points of criteria for recordings to be included. First, recordings selected for the National Recording Registry are, quote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant, end quote, and or inform or reflect culture in the United States. Two, no recording is eligible for inclusion in the National Recording Registry until 10 years after the recording's creation. And three, my personal favorite, recordings will not be considered for inclusion in the National Recording Registry if no copy of the recording exists. Really, it does actually say that. I'll also add a link in the show notes to the website where you can make a nomination if you'd like. So this year, there was another Christmas song added to the registry. In the class of 2024, the Library of Congress has added Gene Autry's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer alongside non-Christmas fare, including Perry Como, Johnny Mathis, Jefferson Airplane, The Cars, Blondie, Bobby McFerrin, Green Day, and the Notorious B.I.G., among others. I wanted to spend a little time on Rudolph for this episode, and I imagine most who would listen to this kind of podcast know about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's origins, but I'll give you the highlights just in case you don't. In 1939, Robert L. May created the character of Rudolph as an assignment for Montgomery Ward. His brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, decided to adapt the story of Rudolph into a song. Gene Autry is credited with the first recording of this song, which was released on September 1st, 1949. Since then, it has been recorded by around 800 other artists. Bing Crosby, Spike Jones, Red Foley, The Cadillacs, Dean Martin, David Seville and the Chipmunks, The Melodeers, Burl Ives, and The Temptations all had hits with it. And by the way, the original Chipmunks version had Rudolph joining Alvin Simon and Theodore for the song. They would re-record another version in the 1990s that featured a different duet partner, Bing Crosby. In the last few years, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has been covered by Dami Im, Seth MacFarlane, Christina Perry, The Tenors, David Foster and Catherine McPhee, Brett Eldridge, Pentatonix, Meghan Trainor, and Francesca Battistelli, among many others. And as if that wasn't enough, Rudolph has appeared in lots of other songs from lots of other artists. Most notably in Chuck Berry's Run Rudolph Run. That's been covered a lot of times too, but not nearly as many as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Still, it has been recorded by The Outlaws, Keith Richards, Dave Edmonds, Brian Adams, Jimmy Buffett, Sheryl Crow, The Tractors, The Muppets Electric Mayhem Band, Billy Idol, The Smithereens, Billy Ray Cyrus, Kelly Clarkson, Straight No Chaser, Cheap Trick, Norah Jones, Chris Isaak, and just last year, Cher, to name a few. I'm not sure if it's possible to give you a complete list of every song that had an appearance by Rudolph, but here are a dozen just off the top of my head. By the way, I was going to put short clips of the songs here, but this week, the Sounds of Christmas podcast is debuting on YouTube, and they're pretty strict about copyright. And I do want to be fair to the artists anyway. So what I'm going to do is add YouTube links in the show notes below for these 12 songs. I was also going to use the countdown announcer for these, make it sort of a big deal, but I'm not really counting down to anything. So here they are, more or less in no particular order. First, I want to mention the Jars of Clay and their song Smells Like Rudolph. Okay, this is just Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it's the interpretation that made me want to put it on this list. This one is Jars of Clay performing their original arrangement of Rudolph to the tune of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. And it's different enough from any other cover of the song that I just had to include it. This was apparently something that Jars of Clay would play in coffee houses and other small venues when they were getting their start in the 1990s. Next, we head all the way back to the 1950s. This wasn't the first time Rudolph showed up in another song, but it was an early one. I'm talking about the 1959 single, They Shined Up Rudolph's Nose, from Johnny Horton. It's about an apparent tradition at the North Pole where the reindeer know Christmas is coming because the elves shine up Rudolph's nose so Santa can find you no matter where you are. Fast forwarding to the turn of the century, we have the Ebenezer Scrooge Appreciation Society and their song Hang On Rudolph. Unfortunately, there's not a lot I can tell you about this one. I don't know anything about the group. And the song is a parody of the McCoys' 1960s hit Hang On Sloopy. The song appeared on Double Crown's collection Seasonal Favorites Volume 1 back in 2000. This isn't on YouTube, so I'll link to the album's page on Double Crown's website. Saturday Night Live's Father Guido Sarducci, over 25 years after his stint on Saturday Night Live, gives us Santa's Lament, a first-person narrative from Santa about all the things that bug him about Christmas time, and Rudolph is on that list. This was a mid-90s track from Dr. Demento's collection Holidays in Dementia. Next up, Stephen Bishop's original song Rock Little Reindeer from his Christmas collection Happy Bishmas, which came out in 2002. The song mentions Rudolph in the first three words and encourages him throughout to rock because that's what helps him fly. Matt Dusk has one of the newer songs on this list, Rockin' Rudolph, which came out last December. In this big band song, Rudolph is rocking and rolling his way into history. In 2011, Ryan McAllister gave us one of the few songs that are focused on one of the other reindeer. His song, My Name is Blitzen, has a couple appearances by Rudolph, including one that gives Blitzen the opportunity to lead the team pulling Santa's sleigh. Next is, I think, the debut single from the band Bag of Toys. It's from 2014, and it's simply called Rudolph. They sing that Rudolph is the red-nosed reindeer that we all love, but they also hint that one day, Rudolph's going to get back at all those who used to laugh and call him names. Another song, just called Rudolph, came out in 2019. This one's from Robbie Williams from his Christmas album, The Christmas Present. This one features a Rudolph that's pretty happy in his work. Mrs. Claus even knows he's the man. From 2008, the metal band Theocracy have a song about a battle between Rudolph and Frosty. It's actually called Rudolph versus Frosty. I won't tell you what happens just in case you haven't heard this one before, but I will say little kids might not be happy hearing this one, as well as some not so little kids. Laura Cheadle gives us some Christmas blues with Red Ain't Everything, the Rudolph Blues from 2020. It's a song from Rudolph's point of view, and he's just tired of always having to perform for Santa every Christmas. And finally, Sia has one from her 2017 album, Every Day is Christmas, that's called 12 Nights. And Rudolph just gets the cursory mention in it, but he gets it a dozen times as she counts down the days until Christmas. So what does all of that prove? Well, I think it just goes a long way to showing that since Robert May wrote the first story creating Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the character has become an important fixture of the Christmas season, even 85 years later. Well, it will be 85 years later once the fall rolls around. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes too. So you can find us on your favorite streaming site, click on over, subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.